And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a ruling that's sure to ruffle feathers, the Texas Supreme Court has upheld a ban on child gender transitions. By a whopping 8-1 majority, the justice has decided that preventing doctors from prescribing puberty blockers and hormones to minors is okay under the state constitution, as it should be. Justice Rebecca Huddle wrote that the legislature made a permissible, rational policy choice. I know what she's trying to say, and I don't disagree with her, but it shouldn't be permissible or rational to say that should not irreversibly mutilate the bodies of minors. That should just be mandatory. Meanwhile, in the Buckeye State, Ohio lawmakers have decided that when nature calls, students should answer based on their biological needs. The State House passed a bill requiring K-12 and college students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching their sex at birth. Democrats and LGBTQ advocates are crying foul, but Republican sponsors say that it's all about protecting privacy. Representative Adam Byrd chirped that superintendents and school boards need clarity on this issue, which I don't know why anyone should need clarity on this issue at all. If you were born a boy, you're a boy. If you were born a girl, you're a girl. Go to the bathroom appropriately. And a victory for the heartbeat bill crowd, the Iowa Supreme Court has given the green light to enforce the state's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks. Governor Kim Reynolds praised the 4-3 ruling, saying it upholds the will of the people. Iowa now joins over a dozen other states with similar laws in effect. Planned Parenthood probably updating their road trip maps as we speak. In Washington, newly discovered communications showed that certain high-ranking health officials had quite the cozy relationship with a transgender health organization. Emails reveal that Rachel Levine, the guy that wears a dress in the Biden administration that heads the Department of Health and Human Services, well, he met with leaders of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health and urged them to remove age restrictions from guidelines on gender transition surgeries. And other experts are saying this is nothing but collusion and a disturbing medical scandal. But hey, they're just experts. What do they know? And finally, today, the Supreme Court has handed down a ruling that could shake up hundreds of January 6th cases. In a 6-3 decision, the justices said federal prosecutors went a bit overboard when they applied an obstruction statute to Capitol riot defendants. Chief Justice Roberts wrote that the government's interpretation was too broad, potentially affecting about 330 cases. Either way, it looks like quite a few January 6th defendants might be getting an unexpected get-out-of-jail-somewhat-free card. And that's today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.